Hachette Audio presents The Almost Moon, written by Alice Sebold and read by Joan Allen.
One. When all is said and done, killing my mother came easily. Dementia, as it descends, has a way of revealing the core of the person affected by it. My mother's core was rotten, like the brackish water at the bottom of a weeks-old vase of flowers. She'd been beautiful when my father met her, and still capable of love when I became their late-in-life child. But by the time she gazed up at me that day, none of this mattered. If I hadn't picked up my ringing phone, Mrs. Castle, my mother's unlucky neighbor, would have continued down the list of emergency numbers posted on my mother's almond-colored fridge. But within the hour, I found myself rushing over to the house where I was born. It was a cool October morning. When I arrived, my mother was sitting upright in her wing chair, wrapped in a mohair shawl and mumbling to herself. Mrs. Castle said my mother hadn't recognized her that morning when she'd brought the paper to the door. "She tried to slam the door on me," Mrs. Castle said. "She screamed like I was scalding her. It was the most pitiful thing imaginable." My mother sat, a totemic presence, in the flocked red and white wing chair in which she'd spent the more than two decades since my father's death. She'd aged slowly in that chair, retiring first to read books and work her needlepoint, and then, when her eyes began to fail, to watch public television from dawn until she fell asleep in front of it after her evening meal.